Guillaume, thanks very much for joining us. Obviously, attending MIPIM, so it would be interesting to get your take on MIPIM 2024.
So, you know, I'm not going to be very original, and I think those are the two words that were on the lips of basically 99% of the people coming back to MIPIM. But MIPIM 2024 painted a picture, obviously, of a cautious outlook. Everyone was still obviously carefully looking, I would say, at the clouds, which are, as we know, the political tensions, notably in Europe and in the Middle East, the elections that are going to happen within the next 2 years, basically 2-3 years, basically everywhere in the world, the fight for inflation. But, you know, there was still this also contemplation of the sun rising, notably the easement in relation to the monetary policy. We know it's coming. We don't know exactly when, but I would imagine that in the next 2-3 months, this ray of light will obviously help a little bit the market. The interesting thing also that I noted is, you know, everyone has obviously completely buried, I would say, the past in terms of interest rates. And this has completely reshaped, I would say, the kind of deal making that is now happening. And all the investors are adjusting to, you know, what we call, as we're not fully poetic, the new normal. And the good thing is that I would say all the people that came into real estate some years ago and find it very attractive just because it was, you know, it was getting priced without basically doing nothing are out now. So it's mostly professional between professional, which, you know, ease, I would say, a little bit the competition. The focus has also shifted where it was before mostly focusing on capital appreciation. Now, obviously, it's targeting value creation strategies, mostly focusing on rental growth. And also, everyone is rediscovering strong asset management, which is obviously a good thing. And this is the only way where you can get the extra value out of the assets.
My sense was that there was a big change, really, if we looked between 2019 and the 2024 edition. So I guess, what are some of the changes that you've seen?
It's a very interesting question, because basically, if you have been, I would say, transported from 2019 to 2024 in a blink, you would have been, I would say, kind of traumatized from what's happening, because basically 2019 was all about offices, portfolios, tertiary assets, mostly focusing, I mean, you know, considering Europe, Western Europe or major European countries, so that the UK, France, Germany, it was all about that. 5 years later, asset classes have, you know, drastically changed. The focus is on living, logistics, hospitality, where, you know, everyone believes, and which is true, where the liquidity is. And from a pure geographical location, no more, I would say, old Europe, full focus on the new Europe, the Florida of Europe, Spain, as to name it, and the rest of Southern Europe in relation to living and hospitality. So Italy, Greece. I met also a lot of people that were really active into potentially developing brand new residences, hospitality operations in Turkey, Northern Africa, specifically Morocco and Tunisia. So there's been a major shift in terms of asset classes due to COVID. And obviously, the geography has literally changed. So I would say everyone is looking for the sunny spot in Southern Europe.
For sure. It's the first time I've done an interview in terms of investing in Greece at MIPIM. So really interesting to see those changes. Thanks very much, Guillaume.
Thank you very much.